Yeah.
Oh.
Well,
fucker, let's go.
I'm Morgan Freeman.
Holy crap.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Oh, yeah, we literally have Morgan Freeman.
Hello. Welcome to my parents.
And how would he sing this song?
Here you go. We were told we should do a podcast.
He should do a podcast. He's like the one person that should do a podcast. He must
do. Well, he does a million bits of narration.
Yeah. God, he's like the sort of, he's the guy that if he did any podcast, everyone in the world would listen. Because he's absolutely the voice of God.
Yeah.
He just has the voice of God. Guys,
talking about Morgan Freeman,
who we know is just a renowned introvert. We're talking about introverts and versus extroverts.
No.
We don't know if Morgan Freeman's an introvert. Well, introverts, extroverts. What's going on there?
Why don't we start with a definition or something?
Well, this is not the official definition. This is my interpretation of introvert and extrovert. So in my mind, an introvert is someone who gets energy from being alone by themselves and typically enjoys their own company. And an extrovert is someone who gets energy from others and enjoys socializing and enjoys other people's company.
I remember when we were young, it was just introvert and extrovert. Was extrovert was someone who would run around screaming their head off and want to party all the time and that kind of jazz, and introvert was someone who would like to stay at home and read books and was very shy.
Yeah.
And that's kind of changed in the last like 5 to 10 years.
I don't know.
Yeah,
the definite. I used to think about that as the definition of just like to do with confidence.
Yeah.
But it seems like in recent years when I've, it's kind of been redefined as where you get your energy.
Yeah. Although you were just Googling it, and Google was unhelpful.
Well, Google gave different answers.
My Google
is similar to your where you get your energy from.
Yeah,
which
is
weird because usually Google, when you Google something, you get like the correct answer immediately.
Yeah, exactly. Many a time I have, like, try and diagnose myself with an ailment at Google. Yeah. This is what you've got, and it's 100%
success.
You're going to
die. Yeah, you're going to die soon.
I love, can you just read the first sentence of that definition?
So this is Google's first definition of
how to define an introvert.
A person whose personality is characterized by introversion.
Perfect.
I fucking
love it. So thanks for the clarity there, Google. Well, let's discuss and maybe we can break it down.
Because Google's not being helpful
in this instance.
We can use 45-minute podcast to solve it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the thing is, I could probably just go to Google's second answer and say, oh, there it is. But now let's spend 45 minutes talking about it.
Yeah.
Quick fact. Introverts make up around 40% of the world. So you're not alone if you're an introvert.
Oh, really? So we're not looking at 50-50.
Yeah, no, we're not looking at 50-50. But then I don't know how. Again, that's Google. So Google can, you know.
That's perfectly
take
correct.
Either. It might be wildly off.
I don't know if it's just our bubble, but I feel like I know a lot more introverts than I know extroverts.
Yeah, same. I feel like almost if you ask anyone in the office or anyone I work with, they would all say, I'm an introvert.
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty confident that all the extroverts I ever knew are just having one nonstop party in town all the time now.
That's why we don't see them.
That's why we don't see them.
I feel like there's actually, in our bubble, there's almost a shame associated with saying you're an extrovert. It has a connotation of loud, obnoxious person when that's not what it means. Mm.
That's a really good point. I haven't thought about that. But if somebody said to me, oh, I'm an extrovert, I'm like, I'm probably not going to enjoy your company.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Whereas that's not actually what it means. That's a personality type on top of the extroversion.
Yeah.
You can have both of those. In fact, I know lots of people that have both.
There are degrees of both.
Like, a lot of people would classify the three of us as extroverts because we're out there, we're doing YouTube, we're going wacky, blah, 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 things.
I think especially me, when people come to my streams, they expect me to be what they see on the screen as Rowan, the extrovert, and then I'm quite the opposite. Well, actually, even on Twitch, I might come across as an extrovert, but I'm actually an introvert at home, staying in my room streaming.
That's exactly. You're by yourself. You're in your room by yourself, and even that for me, the few times I have streamed, at the end of a stream, I'm tired because socializing through the computer.
That's
me trying to socialize and just getting exhausted. I can typically stream for like, and this actually translates to going to parties and stuff as well with big crowds. I can kind of go for an hour to 2 hours, okay, and then I'm just drained.
Yeah. I often say this on stream, that people don't realize how draining it is to stream. You're not just sitting there playing video games. You're socializing with over 100, 200, 300 yeah. people for however long, two, three hours.
And pivoting conversations, yeah. like, and trying to remember conversations and remember the, like, we've got lots of obviously regular chatters, yeah. like, that you remember their names and other things that you've, there's so much going on. Imagine, and you're slightly more animated.
Imagine in real life, you're sitting in a circle on a chair surrounded by 300 other people.
And they're just watching you do a thing.
You're just going, yeah, so exactly. No, we actually were doing that thing yeah. the other day in yeah. the stream. Oh, sorry. Yeah, what are you talking about over there?
Yeah, my favorite movie, maybe The Matrix. I don't know.
it's actually really good training for parties.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
It actually really is.
Yeah, yeah.
And even as an extrovert, you'd be bloody tired after
yeah.
that.
I think yeah. so. Yeah, it's intense. There's a lot, and you have to be slightly more animated. And I don't know. And then for me as well, there's the anxiety of actually playing the video game and sucking a little bit with the video game. But yeah, okay. So getting into it, are you guys? What do you guys consider yourselves? I mean, we kind of hinted at it before, but are you guys introverts or extroverts? What do you think?
So for the record, I would say that I am an introvert. Mm-hmm. For sure. Because mm-hmm. I get very tired going out socializing.
Yeah,
and I definitely feel like I like my own company, and mm-hmm. I recharge in my own company. And then after enough being by myself, I kind of recharge enough to go, oh, I feel like socializing again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I 100% agree with that. What about you?
I think I am an introvert because I like spending that time alone to kind of recharge. But then I swing both ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I some days think I'm an extrovert because I'll be at home, and I don't know if this is when I am fully recharged, but I start to, my depression starts to kick in when I don't have.
God, yeah.
But I think that's just close friends.
Mm.
Like, yeah. I don't think I want to randomly go out to a pub and start bloody, like, because meeting strangers.
Meeting strangers is my biggest fear. Yeah. It's my biggest fear.
I would have, by recent definitions, kind of where you get your energy, I would have defined you as an extrovert.
Yeah.
But based on, like, you're the one that wants to have that parties and inviting us to things and stuff and quite big parties as well. And I'm like, whoa.
But that's still with, like, close friends or people that I know well. Like, I don't want to just randomly, just as I say, go down to the pub and start meeting strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I guess it's like even.
But you're right. I would
like
say.
Halloween and the big things that aren't just close friends. Like, you're the one that does the big things. And I'm like.
Yeah. You guys were saying this to me the other day that you would have classified me as a extrovert.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like you're a highly functioning introvert, is my probably, like. Yeah. yeah. Like, you're an introvert that. Well, I mean, that's the thing. We don't just put people. I feel like, yeah, you're kind of both. You're just like a beautiful hybrid.
I think that's also, that's a good point to make, is that not everyone fits into this one
weird,
or the other box.
Yeah, exactly.
Life's a spectrum.
Because I have felt times as well where I've enjoyed like big parties and stuff, but for the most part, I'd say 90% of the time going to a party just does not go well for me.
I think it kind of does come down to what I was just saying before, is it is the people that you're getting or taking that energy from, or yeah. getting the energy taken from, is you get your energy gets taken a lot less from close friends and yeah. family and that kind of stuff, because you know them well and they know you well. Whereas if it's just strangers, yeah, you get sapped a lot
quicker. By definition, small talk with lots of strangers, like, that's why, like, my battery just goes, I need to go home.
I think even if I was at a party with just close friends and people I knew, but I'd still be tapping out like 2 hours into it or something, I think.
No, I'm, when it's actual close friends, like literally like you two and Ben, or just a couple of literally.
Oh,
just
I can
like
do those sort of hangouts.
I can do that all day.
Yeah,
playing cards and da-da-da all day. So that's different.
Yeah. I guess I'm talking about it's something about the environment and the more people than just like, I don't know, that you can just sit around a table. Yeah. If it's a party, it's something to do with their party environment. As soon as I'm placed in that, I'm just like,
absolutely,
I'm out. But yeah, do you guys have any clear, like, okay, so introvert, introvert, extrovert, but do you guys have any clear memories of introvertness like affecting you the most? Like, I'll give an example. When I would go to high school parties, for me, there's just this absolute, every time there was just this fear at the door when I'd arrive at the door and you hear the party, the muffled party on the inside, all the voices and all these. And it's just, and I think mine is largely fueled by my anxiety. But I just the panic. I would have like little mini panic attacks and force myself. It's very much like the sketch we did about the war in your brain, where it's like you just force yourself to push the button, and most of the time when you go inside, it's absolutely fine. But yeah, just the fear of going into a party for me is a really real pillar of my like.
The reason why I consider myself an introvert is because I have the sketch that I wrote that I acted in was based on. Basically, every time I'm going to a party or a large event, I will have to do that thing where I just go away to the toilet. I was talking about close friends before, even like a dinner with friends out at a restaurant or something.
Yeah.
To be honest, the energy thing could be from being in a loud, noisy other people environment. But I will often just be like, stand up, go to the toilet. And I'm not going to the toilet. I'm literally just wandering away.
Yeah.
So just I can recharge, just literally stand in the bathroom and fucking.
Yeah, I do that.
I do that sometimes in day-to-day life. Like, essentially what you're saying about, like, introverts need that alone time and just really enjoy their alone time. Since running business and having family, mainly family, I have any complete alone time.
Hmm.
But I do, when I find myself even being drained just being at home, and I do, if I go to my man cave and play a video game for like, and just crank some Overwatch for 15, 20 minutes or something, I'll feel a lot more, like I've got a lot more energy. It's just genuinely like a little recharge.
Yeah, yeah.
I often will feel frustrated as well because Overwatch is annoying to play.
And you've broken two pairs of headsets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. Oh, my God. We should get in. We should have a chat about just rage at some point. That's actually a great idea.
Interestingly enough, the journey for me is this weird juxtaposition where over the course of my life, I think I've become more introverted. So I started out like wanting to socialize as a young person, wanting to go out and socialize. But at the same time, on the complete opposite spectrum, my confidence has gone from low to high.
Yeah.
So I've been.
What a comfortable position to be in.
But isn't it strange? Like I wanted to socialize when I was unconfident.
Yeah.
And then as I've gotten more and more confident, I want to socialize less.
Yeah. I completely understand that because you feel less like you have to.
Kind of. Yeah.
And also realizing what actually really comes out of that.
What comes out of it? Yeah. I remember not feeling great after that. Like these parties and stuff that I'd go to, I'd always force myself to go. I'd always be tired and I'd probably drink a little bit too much to try and compensate for my like introversion.
Yeah.
And like force myself. I remember moments really forcing myself to have conversations with people. That became really unnatural conversations because I'm in my own head too much and like I'm just probably like overthinking.
The amount of conversations of the amount of times I can think of being in conversations as a young 18, 19, 20 year old guy. Like, and you've got this big old internal monologue going on while you're in a party standing with eight people. Random conversations going on.
Totally.
Do you ever do that thing where like you can't bear the dead air with someone and you just kind of go and you're running out of things, so you don't know what you're going to say and you just start speaking. You go, yeah, so what's
I literally did that in the podcast the other day.
Cut this bit out. You were exactly that, but
in a party situation. And then, sometimes you're halfway through. Yeah, you can't be edited. Life can't be edited. I found that out the hard way. You start talking. You're like, oh, I hope my mouth figures something out because my brain's got nothing.
I got fucking nothing.
Hey, but you also give it energy. So you go, hey, have you ever, what's your favorite color?
And then, see ya.
That purple?
Cool.
Yeah,
I'll get a drink.
I gotta head off.
God.
You just went and got a drink. Yeah, I gotta get another drink. I don't know. I used to love, I remember enjoying my own company. I feel like I'm almost the opposite, where I used to love my own company and feel like I could just spend days, weeks by myself playing video games and in my own company and stuff. And it was, I think the older I got, the more anxious I got about, and this kind of ties back to mental health, more anxious I got about one of my core fears, which is being alone.
Mm.
And now, like, so I associate, like, and I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I've kind of got a, what's the word when you're like, you've got a disability, but
handicap.
Thank you. I was looking for that word the other day as well. Handicap. I think you prompted me with handicap. I should remember handicap. Going into like these social situations where I'm going in with an agenda, subconsciously kind of being like, I want to meet people and like make connections. Mm. And I'm just, I always put pressure on social situations, which is just like, most people, well, extroverts just go into these social situations being like, feeling completely at ease and completely like they can just flow through, and it's just a natural thing. For me, conversations, especially one-to-one, people one-to-one, that is one of the biggest stresses in my life is a one-to-one conversation where I'm like, oh, I'm 50% responsible for this conversation. There's no rules about it. It can go anywhere. At the end of this conversation, I will be like, without even intending to be judged in some way, like at the end of any conversation, somebody's going to walk away being like, that was a pleasant conversation, or that was an awkward conversation. I'm like, I don't know. These are all these thoughts going on in my head constantly.
Yeah. The point you made about like making connections, you guys have said this to me before, that like the work talk, like going to work events and chatting with like that type of connections.
Yeah.
Is that maybe again, this is me being more extroverted, that I love doing that and quite happy to go do it. But both of you are like,
Well, especially those things. I think know a little bit more about who people are and a little bit more and tied into the industry, whereas I'm like, you're all strangers to me, and I'm
specifically talking about industry event,
like industry event. Yeah. Well, yeah, generally, basically.
I'm gonna go what's your name? And they're like, oh, I'm the president of the United States, and I'm gonna be like, oh fuck, I should have known that.
But now you have to ask him a quick. Now that he said that, what's do you like it?
Hi, Joe Biden. I guess. What are you doing at our industry event?
Things like
but
that.
The thing is, I feel like in a normal like party conversation, that it's like coming up with a skit idea or coming up with a book or movie idea, is when you're talking to someone and the entire conversation of the world is open to you when you go, hi, random stranger. Whereas when you're at a networking event, you've got the permit that there's already a bounds of what to talk about. It's your job and their job and how that could possibly mix.
You talking about it, I'm getting tired thinking about these little, exactly that, these rules. Okay, and these rules are within what's the context? Yeah.
But you could also ask them their favorite color if you want, I'm sure.
Yeah. Mate, that's how I'm going to, every conversation from now on, that's going to be my opening line.
Color?
What's your favorite color?
I don't know. Purple?
I don't like purple. And then I'd walk away. Nope. We are
we
not,
can't
we are
work
not
together.
Compatible.
We cannot work together.
We cannot work together. Yeah, networking's a big one. I had that point down here a little
networking,
bit.
Networking, that's what I was looking for, right?
Yeah, networking. It's something that I always struggled with, and I'm so grateful. The only way I think I was going to be semi-successful in the film industry was to create my own work, because the idea, I went to a few industry things and I couldn't do it.
I feel like film industry is one of the industries where it's like networking is so important.
It's so important, and I was never going to be the person that like schmoozed his way into like big successful filmy groups of like up and coming filmmakers.
You hear about filmmakers who literally like, not that they have no talent, but they have less talent than some other particularly successful person, and they get films off the ground just by their extroversion, essentially,
just by the relationships they made and like having a good night out because they're an extrovert and that other person was an extrovert and they just bonded and got on. And
oh my god, I will give you $100 million to make a feature film.
Oh man, Morbius sounds like a great idea.
it's Morbin time.
There's Morbin time.
Hey, guess what, listener? We have an ad for you. I thought I'd just interrupt this episode to just talk about our merch. The Tech Town shirt. Buy it now, vldl.shop.
vldl.shop.
We've got so much other cool merch, like there's a post for this, there's sticker sheets, there's all sorts of cool things. vldl.shop. It really does support us. Back to the podcast.
With networking, it feels like that's like the professional side of things, but there's also the personal side of being an introvert and the handicap it gives you in social situations and relationships. Like I have a distinct memory of just being slightly too nervous to talk to the girl I liked.
Yeah.
And I remember there was a brief window back in the day of a girl that I liked, and she was single, and I was like at a party thing. So I'm like, I should talk to her. And then that night, she met somebody else, and it was just... And
it literally sounds like you're telling my story.
Yeah, she was an you could tell he was an extra friend, just somebody that was... He just walked over, and these are the most frustrating things for me. So he just walks over and goes,
Hey,
no. Hey, really quick line of dialogue. And she's like, ah! Like, it's like, yeah. Apparently one line like that can just cause a big laugh. And I'm like,
what the fuck did you say?
Because my life is like, what can you say in that to get that kind of reaction? And it's just confidence. It's confidence and saying the right thing in the right way.
For me, in all of those party times when I was younger, like, I could never do clubs because of clubs.
Because it actually removes the need to converse.
Well, see, because that was the only thing I had going when I was young, was like, I could win someone over by having a proper conversation with them.
Yeah.
But I can't win it over with like a little sly look and a little lean in with that one line.
You're right.
Like, I can't. Yeah. And so, copy paste story.
Yeah.
I remember one night, there was a girl in our friend group who I didn't know super well.
Yeah.
And we'd all gone out together, and I just happened to be sitting next to her in the bar we're in, and had fucking great chats for like an hour.
Yeah.
I could tell she was starting to like get into me, and we're getting closer and like leaning and chatting with each other. I was like, oh my god, yes,
this is working.
I fucking done it.
Yeah.
And then later on the night, we moved from that bar to a club, and copy and paste story, some hot fucking
guy
hot
was just like, hey, he wasn't
even,
my
you know what, he wasn't even that hot. He was just far more extroverted and confident, and just like that,
yeah,
gone.
Isn't that insane?
And they went home that night together.
And you put in so much work.
I was it's just furious.
That's insane. Yeah.
And it literally felt like it was like that. Like, we'd gone from the bar to the club, and here I was now in the club, and I was like, yay, I'm happy in a club because I've done all of that.
I've done the legwork now.
And I'm like, dancing with her, and then, oh, she's gone.
I'm overthinking things. I should go over there and say something, but no, I'll just let that play out. Oh my god, it's playing out horribly.
Yeah.
Oh dear, no.
And that ties into, like, I don't know, like, friendships as well. Like, I feel like there are potential, this isn't just a bag on introverts, by the way, but
We're bagging on ourselves if bagging on ourselves.
But I don't have a bag, and we're kind of like lamenting.
Lamenting. There are friendships that extroverts would make because they have the fuel to make it, that introverts just can't always participate in that stuff. Mm. Or like, they can, but they just really don't want to. And then in the grand scheme of things, those friendship groups form, and like, I remember in high school, there were just big groups of people like that I didn't put the legwork in to stay friends with, because they were just,
but yes, and I'm the same, but I, speaking about friends, I deliberately don't make that many friends because I don't have the energy to keep watering.
That's kind of what I mean. Yeah,
friendship. So I prefer to have just a couple of close friends, and that's all the energy I've got. So I don't want a bunch of friends.
Mm. I wish that I could feel that way. Because I'm the same. Like, I definitely have like a handful of really close friends, but I don't know. I don't think I was given really the opportunity because of this handicap that I could create like and maintain a big group of friends. I love the idea of having a big group of friends.
I feel like you're a bit of a special case in that, possibly. My gut feeling is most introverts, while they struggle to make close friends, want a lot
more
friends.
You're a very comfortable introvert.
Yeah.
I think so, maybe. Yeah.
I'm an introvert.
Interestingly enough, I think you're the most introverted of the three of us.
Yeah. But based on my definition, which is where you get your energy, it's not to do with confidence, it's to do with where you get your energy.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah.
My understanding of it.
Yeah. I think I would enjoy being an introvert so much more if I was, I mean,
also
of course
an extrovert.
If I was also an extrovert. If it was a choice.
Yeah.
I think. If it was like more of a choice, if I didn't feel compelled or want, like I wanted to not miss out on things in life.
Here's another thing, actually, is, and I become way more introverted when I'm in a happy relationship. So when I'm single, I'm wanting to find, almost all times I leave the house and socialize subconsciously is to try and find a mate.
That's
subconscious, but the reason I'm going to that thing to party and stuff is because I'm hoping to meet a girl.
Yep.
And so when I'm happily in a relationship, my desires to socialize like dramatically decrease.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's kind of what you're talking about before, when you're younger and wanting to go out to clubs and stuff. Like that, it is that wanting to find a mate thing. Like,
oh, absolutely. Yeah.
All of us are in happy relationships, so it's like, why the fuck would we be going out to clubs now? Like, there's absolutely no reason. Like, there's two reasons to go out to a club. One is to find a mate, and the other is to have a good time and meet new people. And none of us want to.
and dance.
And
dance.
And none of us want to do that second one. Jesus.
Like, yeah, exactly.
And
yep.
The first one's covered, so there's no reason to go out to clubs.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so socializing now is just like, I want to just go out. If I'm going to go to a bar, probably not too loud. So I can hear the conversation with my close friends.
Oh, genuinely. Like, yeah, it's genuinely a factor.
That was always, as I say, that was my thing as a 18, 19, 20-year-old as well.
Yeah.
What are some of the positives of being an introvert? Are there any? What do you think? Unless you save money.
You certainly save money.
You save money.
If you're happy to stay at home.
Can we put a little, there was a nice long pause there, and in the edit, could we put some crickets into that little section?
Yeah, love it.
What are some of the positives of being an introvert? Are there any? What do you think? Unless you save money.
I actually think that one of the main positives, this is my opinion, it may not be true, is introverts make stronger friends. Your close friends.
Maybe genuine friends.
Yeah, because if an introvert is a friend with someone, generally if it's another introvert as well, is that bond is rock solid because you've both opened yourself up to that.
Okay, I'll let you in. Okay.
Whereas introverts, and I could be generalizing here, probably I'm generalizing, introverts have much more surface level relationships.
Yeah, extroverts, you mean?
Sorry, yes, extroverts have much more surface level relationships.
Hey, I'm loud. Hey,
same.
I'm loud too.
What's your favorite color?
Purple.
I mean, again, this is going back to it's the person who's the end. I want to define that extrovert as where you get your energy. It doesn't necessarily mean you're that loud person.
Correct.
Totally. Of course.
It has a tendency to people with who extrovert personalities tend to there be more of those personalities in that group.
And yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They tend to attract certain types of people, yeah.
I mean, chances are we've got some extroverts listening right now.
Yeah, people who go, I kind of identify as where I get my energy, but I don't think I'm an asshole.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I know a few introverts, and I wouldn't call them assholes at all.
Do you have any clear extroverts in Viva? I don't know.
I'm trying to think. Actors. Like, I know Ben's not.
Ben's
super introverted.
Is
like
Brit,
me.
She like. I think she's an introvert.
No, she's introverted.
What do you think?
I think Brit's an introvert. I think it's funny. Actors you think would be an extrovert, but most actors I know are all introverts.
Same.
And it's funny that they, like you were saying before, perform on screen and then you meet them and they're really quiet.
What about you, Ellie? What do you identify as?
I'm a really weird mix, but I think I'm introverted. Really at the core, I think I'm introverted, but I've learned how to mask is what I'd say.
Yeah.
And I appear extroverted, but really deep down I'm not, but I do in some ways get energy from some people. It's only some people, though.
That's what I was saying. It's it's close friends generally, isn't it? Yeah. Same
exactly.
as me.
Yeah, because I would classify you as a very social person, but it's with these like tight friendship groups you've already established rather than going out and like...
Exactly. Like going to an event when it's like you have to schmooze or just talk or whatever. It's actually, there's so much energy for me. I can do it.
Yeah.
I can appear really like comfortable, but really inside I'm dying.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most people who are gamers and who listen to our podcast and follow us would actually skew very far towards
introversion. So. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm surprised to hear that one of the stats at the start was like it was only 40% of the world.
That's what I was saying. It must be our bubble.
Well, to be fair as well, how do you measure that?
I mean,
there's not a global survey.
A random Google fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's out of a room of 10 people. Four of them were introverts. So we're going to.
Random Google facts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really hard to say, but. I just did the exact same thing you did. Started talking and had nothing on my brain. There was something on my brain,
but then it
flew away.
Well, that's different.
At least you started with a thing.
I started, it had already left my brain. So I shouldn't have started.
Actually, the funny thing is that...
Oh, no.
I've forgotten the thing I was going to say.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. It was really insightful.
And unfortunately, there's just no way to edit that out. There's no way.
No, sorry. Yeah. That's in the history books now.
It's in the history books.
God. Oh, I remember now. Oh, yeah. It's come back to me.
Just a side note. It blows my mind how often you will remember the thing you forgot. For me, it's if I forget, it's gone. It's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You often will lose it, and then somehow your brain goes, no, 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 grabs it and brings it back. Carry on.
I've forgotten it again because you interrupted.
No, I was like, oh my God.
No, it was Jen and I went out with an old friend of hers from university a few nights ago, and he was just a classic extrovert.
Yeah.
It was like he took us out on a double date, a throuple date.
Yeah.
Because like literally he was showing us around a few bars that he frequents, and we went out to a fancy restaurant, and then we went out to another bar afterwards, and I was fucking exhausted by the end, but that's a different story. But he was just randomly talking to strangers and, you know, slipping the bartender a fitty and being like, how about you give me this drink, and having a little chat with him over the bar, where Jen and I just stand in there being like,
oh my God, you've literally just unlocked just big memories of, it's extroverts will often, without intending to, I guess, it feels like take their introvert friends under their wing and go like, watch this. And this is how you do it. Come with me.
Yeah. So Jen and I had a great night, don't get me wrong, but it was literally like he took the two of us out on a date. and it was just
let me show you how to adult.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to the bartender now. We'll just stand here.
Yeah.
Oh, now we're going to this bar.
I had and you just kind of follow. It feels like you're a little bit of a kid, right? Shown how to live in the outside world with other people. Yeah. I have very clear memories of that with in the old clubbing days where I'd force myself to try and enjoy the clubs because that's where everyone went and that's what you're supposed to enjoy.
Yeah.
And I would go there going, I'm going to have fun, but obviously have the big anxiety and like whatever leading up to it and be like, no, this is what people do. I have to go.
Yeah.
And meeting people being like, who would literally, it felt like I was doing my best, but the whole time I'm in my own head being like, I'm holding this guy back.
That does feel like that, eh? You're like, you'd have such a better time if I wasn't here.
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Although that could literally just be anxiety.
What you're referring to is actually kind of partially what inspired the skit Clubbing in the Wild was that whole clubbing experience.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be a confident out there dancing person. Here we go.
I have like so many mirrors. This is just like, I mean, there's obviously like a difference between being an introvert and just being awkward. I am both. But like
and have anxiety.
And have anxiety. What a great combo. I'm an interesting K. I got layers, man. But seeing girls on the dance floor being like, and having seen other extroverts do their thing, confident extroverts, they just walk up, and this is the whole concept when I pitched it to you guys about the Clubbing in the Wild. I remember there was a very clear mindset I had in my head about if you approach a girl on the dance floor and kind of put your hand around their waist,
That's how it works, isn't it? Once you got both hands on, then that's your prize.
Because if they stayed there and hung around, and they'd be like that interested is what I'd say. Yeah,
but the thing is, there's evidence of that happening. Extroverted guys. On the literally the story I told before.
Yeah.
Extroverted guys going over to a stranger girl and being like, yo, what's up? What do they say, Ellie?
What do they say? Yeah, Ellie, you would have dealt with this.
To be honest, any guy that would come up to me and try and talk, I'd immediately just go, what do you want? I think I was I wasn't mean. It's hard because you don't know what their intentions are. Even if they're a great guy, the little small percentage ruin it for the rest. Because sometimes in a club you would be touched.
I wouldn't say small percentage, but like guys ruin it for the good ones.
A little bit. So mainly I would just kind of not talk to them.
But here's the problem is that these, and I'm going to say that some women like love the bad boy.
And
it works.
The
confident bad kind of comes in, slides and says a cheesy one liner, puts his arm around her, and they're attracted to the confidence.
What do they say? Let's speculate what they say.
They go, hey, baby, are your feet sore? Because you've been running through my mind all day. Hey, baby, I'm around the
only, is that the Let's only patch. Line you've got?
I think that's it every time.
I think the guy that stole the girl that I was trying to go for in my story literally said exactly that.
Yeah.
And then it said, let's pash.
Let's pash. Hey, baby, I got big muscles. Let's pash. Nom, nom.
And the thing is, the confidence.
The confidence.
Some women are like, you're confident.
And I remember seeing this and being like, well, I'm going to try that.
Yeah.
And it's
but
just
it turns out.
But because I'm in my own head too much, I'm like, how do I, like, it's genuinely forgetting how to walk while you're going over to them. Like,
and because you don't have actual real confidence underneath it.
You can't.
They immediately sense that.
They immediately sense that.
These hands kind of go around the waist, and they feel these hands go, and they're like, ooh, yuck.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, oh my God.
Why is there a wet fish touching me? Have your feet gotten sore from dancing and walking, running through my mobile head
all day? It's
throw up on that.
I am so turned off right now.
See, this is us. Can I at the very end of the day? Thank God it all worked out. Like, we can look at our lives now and look back and laugh because it's all kind of worked out.
It did work out.
For sure.
For the most part. Like, I
don't know why Jen likes me, but whatever.
I don't know.
It's because you put your arms around her hips and went, you've been running through my mind all day. That's what you did.
Well, that's how you picked up. That's how you picked up Jen, right? And so that's how you picked up Jen?
Yeah. Oh, it's weird that you guys know that.
Yeah.
On my first date with Claire, like, she went in for the pash pretty quickly that night. Like, I was very taken aback. Mm. That's the end of my TED talk.
How did I meet Charles? I did meet Charles at a party, actually.
We should do a podcast about how we met.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Pause.
No more talking.
Okay. introversion and extroversion.
What?
What's up with that?
What's up with
that? I got no other questions. We're on Rapper's Out Talk.
Yo. We're talking about introvert versus extrovert. Yeah. What do you say? I always say, what do you say?
What do you say? Yeah, but it's good.
What do you say?
Yo, I'm introverted. Go to parties. Do farties.
And people go, why'd you fart?
They go, I farted because I had to fart. And they go, that's embarrassing. I'm like, oh man, I'm so embarrassed because I'm an introvert. And then they're an extrovert and they pick up the girl. They pass the girl. They put their arm around the hip and they do the thing. They do wiggity wing, shmiggity shming.
Not bad.
It's good. It was good. To be fair, introvert. Not as good as introvert. Recent weeks.
Introvert. Yeah, I was listening to the Lord of the Rings
than the
one
first
with,
few weeks.
I was just reviewing the Lord of the Rings one with Smash Palace reference in it. And that was the highlight so far.
Well, overall, it's like a Noom graph of your weight. Introvert. It's going up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Well, thank you again, Morgan Freeman, for coming along. Sorry we didn't ask you any questions about it. But yeah, we do appreciate your time, Morgan. Let's go to that party that we're...
Let's get out to the party.
Let's go to the party.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Damn it.